Do they fight each other?
They fight each other. They just got to show they just, you know the hog, the male hog has a shield drilled on it. And it shows on the side this way. It's cut that deep and you won't get through it, you know, just like a gristle.
Uh-huh.
They fight so much. That's the way they do it, they fight. That hog ain't no count, that male hog ain't no count when you kill him. You have to feed him a long time for that to go off.
Well be done.
Take nearly a year for that to, what you call him, the ghost that comes on their shoulder. They just keep fighting when they're like that, you know, sticking their teeth in.
Uh-huh.
And it goes a shield over there, it'll be that thick.
My goodness, just old scar tissue and...
Yeah, it'll go thicker skin, it's just like a gristle.
Hmm.
The male hog ain't no count if he runs in the woods and then while he fights that hog, he ain't no count to kill and eat, that's known as hounds.
Mm-hmm.
Feed him long enough, his hams is all you could use.
What would you call a sound made by a calf when it's being weaned?
You mean wean a calf?
Yeah, when you wean a calf, what do you call the noise that the calf makes?
Ball or blade or whichever it is.
You just stand in balls, you know, when you're weaning off.
Uh-huh.
If the cow's in here and you can hear her, it'll take a week or two to wean him.
Is that right?
Yeah, you stand ball for a week or two.
What do you call a sound made by a cow when the cow is hungry?
They bawl.
How about a horse when he's hungry?
He knickers.
You've heard of me.
Oh, that's a nice sound, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You see, you said you raised chickens. Did you have a place for the chickens to go?
Just go out in the woods. I had a little house and roost in, but that's home.
Uh-huh.
Just got a little place up there.
Well, where did they nest?
In a little house. Or in the barn in the hay and their barn.
Uh-huh.
Hey, and then when we want eggs, we just go get a basket of eggs.
Mm-hmm. Was this little house ever called a cook?
No, we have cooks.
Yeah, I call it the hen house.
Hen house. We call these cooks we make out there for old hens with little chickens, you know, when they got little brood chickens.
Uh-huh.
We call this cook. We feed in that.
And that was a little basket-like thing?
No, it was just a thing split up sometime. We had made up like this.
Mm-hmm.
The chickens could go through the crack down here, and the old hens couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
We'd see them in the cook.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
See, we had it made like this. Like that little hole down there. It's like that.
Uh-huh.
And the chickens could go through there.
Uh-huh.
And this thing would be nailed up on pole like that. And there's a big hole down at the bottom for little chickens to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And the old chickens couldn't get in to see it.
Oh!
See? Feed the little chickens.
Uh-huh.
The old hen couldn't get in.
What did you call the old hen that hatched the eggs?
Second year.
Boy, they're sometimes cantankerous, aren't they?
Sure.
You get out there and you peck holes in your hands.
We've got some here this time.
Here's second. They get angry. What did you call the part in front of a chicken, after when you fry the chicken, and that piece that is right here.
That's the breast.
And
Pulley bone.
Is it a pulley bone working out in here?
Yeah. It comes right up in here.